Acts chapter 10. Now there was a man in Caesarea called Cornelius. He was a centurion. That means he was a soldier in charge of quite a lot of men. He was of the band called the Italian Regiment. And that means that he was probably a genuine Roman Italian. But he was a very faithful man, one who feared God with all his family, who gave money to the people and prayed to God always. So you see, people you don't even expect can be interested in God. This man was a Roman, a Gentile. He wasn't a Jew, but he still was interested in the God of Israel and even gave money to the Jews. He saw very clearly in a vision about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying to him, Cornelius. And looking at him and being frightened, he said, what is it, Lord? And he said to him, your prayers and your generosity have come up for a memorial before God. So God watches and God notices. Now, send men to Joppa and fetch a man called Simon, whose surname Peter, who's staying with Simon a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. And he'll tell you what you ought to do. Now, tanners, they were people who worked in leather. And often the skins that they used had blood on them and were of unclean animals. That's why this man lived by the seaside. He was away from other people. So this would have been poor, lower income housing, if you like. And this wealthy, powerful man, this centurion called Cornelius, is told to go and invite a man living, it seems, in a poor area to come and tell him what he should do, and he's humble enough to do that. When the angel that spoke to him had left, he called two of his servants and a faithful soldier of those who continually served him, and having told everything to them, he sent them to Joppa. Now the next day, as they went on their journey and came near to the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour, and he became hungry and wanted to eat. But while they were preparing food, he fell into a vision, and he saw the heaven opened, and a kind of vessel descending, like a great sheet let down by four corners upon the earth, in which were all kind of four-footed beasts and creeping things. These were the animals that the Jews had to treat as unclean, that they weren't allowed. And there came a voice to him, Rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, Not so, Lord, for I've never eaten anything that is unclean. And again the second time a voice came to him, What God has cleansed, don't call unclean. This was done three times, and immediately the vessel was taken up again into heaven. Now while Peter was wondering what this vision meant, the men who were sent by Cornelius were looking for him in Simon's house, and they stood in front of the gate. So there he is wondering what this means, and then, ding dong, there's a knock at the door. And who is it but it's some Gentiles wanting Peter to go with them. So that clearly was the meaning of the vision, that he was to accept Gentiles who before he'd thought were unclean. And as Peter was thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, Three men are looking for you. Go down and go with them and don't doubt anything, because I've sent them. So Peter went down to the men who had been sent from Cornelius. And he said, I'm the one whom you seek. Why have you come? And they said, Cornelius, a centurion, a righteous man. Straight away, Peter would have thought, a centurion, a Roman centurion, how can he be a righteous man? And one who fears God, who is respected by the whole nation of the Jews, has been warned by God through an angel to send you to come to his house and to hear some words from you. So Peter invited them in and lodged them. And the next day he got up and went with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa came with him. The next day they came into Caesarea, and Cornelius was waiting for them, having called together his family and his near friends. But you see, he didn't hide his faith. Neither should we. Now, as soon as Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. This is just an ordinary fisherman living with a leather worker, just sharing his house near the sea, near the beach. But Peter pulled him up, saying, "Stand up, I myself also am a man." And as he talked with him, he went in and found many who were gathered together. And Peter said to them, "You know how it's an unlawful thing for a man like me, who's a Jew, to join himself or to come unto the house of people from another nation. But God has showed me that I shouldn't call any man unclean. So that's why I've come without resisting when I was sent for. But I do ask why you've sent for me." Cornelius said, "Four days ago, until this hour, I was fasting and keeping the ninth hour of prayer in my house. And behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing." Now that man was an angel. "And he said, 'Cornelius, your prayer is heard and your good works are remembered in the eyes of God. Send to Joppa and call from there Simon, who's staying in the house of Simon the leather worker by the seaside. And when he comes, he'll talk to you. Therefore, I've sent for you, and you've done well that you are come. Now, therefore, we're all here present in the eyes of God to hear all things that have been commanded you of God.' Peter opened his mouth and said, 'Truly I realize that God does not respect persons, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is acceptable with him. The word which he sent to the children of Israel, preaching the gospel of peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all, that is, Jews and Gentiles. That word, I say, you know, because it was published throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee, after the baptism which John was preaching. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power.'" So you see that the Holy Spirit is the power of God. "He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom also they killed and hanged on a tree." So you see, the cross, so-called, was really a tree. That's what it was, a stake of wood. "Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, but not to all the people, but to witnesses that were chosen before of God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that this is he who was ordained of God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him, that is Jew or Gentile, should receive forgiveness of sins.' While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the word. And those of the Jews who believed were amazed, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. For they heard them speak with tongues or languages and magnify God. Then answered Peter, 'Can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit as well as we?' And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of Jesus. And then they asked him to stay there for a few days."